Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Kenta Maeda had surgery. Byron Buxton back, but struggling. Randy Dobnak returned so-so in his return in that Friday night loss to the Rays, 5-3 the final last night. Michael Pineda, Big Mike, on the comeback trail with those stories and more, helping us sort it all out. Do Young Park covers the Twins for MLB.com. Do, good to visit with you. It's been a while.
It has been a while, but hopefully I can help sort some of those things out, because there are a lot of things to be sorted out right now, not just on our side, on their side too.
Yeah, it really is extraordinary, that this Twins year, and there are things you can point to. Kenta Maeda, such a great spring coming off the 2020 campaign, and his season went south, and it seemed to mirror what happened early for the Twins. Randy Dobnak, you know, a great story, a really good spring, gets that new contract. His season, I think those are two guys that you can point to where, I mean, it's not 100%, you know, the fact that Kenta Maeda and Randy Dobnak weren't right, but it kind of illustrates what went wrong for the Twins this year. Just so many injuries, never able to get into any sort of rhythm.
No, so many injuries, never able to get into any sort of rhythm, and then the guys that they were hoping would hold down rotation spots and keep them in the race, that's Jay Happ and Matt Shoemaker, obviously did not do such thing. And then even beyond that, you know, like the rotation depth was kind of in shambles with, like you said, Dobnak struggling and being hurt, and then both Lewis Thorpe and Devin Smeltzer being hurt for large swaths of the season. And then even then, the reinforcements behind them, the Twins hoped that they'd see a top prospect, Yoan Duran and Josh Winder, up here by now, and those guys are hurt too. So it's just kind of been a perfect storm, imperfect storm, whatever you're going to call it, of health issues all over the place, obviously with Maeda going down with the Tommy John now too. That obviously doesn't help, but it's just been a mishmash of a whole bunch of unfortunate circumstances that, even coming off a 2020 season that was shortened and without a minor league year, I don't think they could have anticipated this sort of thing happening.
Let's start with Kenta Maeda. We did get, and this is typical in sports, the surgery was successful. What's the latest on the timeline? I know it is a long recovery. They always point to a year, but really it's longer for someone to return to 100%, if you will.
Well, so here's the interesting with that. So when I was looking at Tommy John surgery on September 1st, right, you're always going to think, oh, well, he's just out for the rest of the year. He's just out for 2022 as well. I was under the assumption that the Twins were just going to be without him throughout next season. But one interesting thing that we did come to learn as we were kind of debriefing after Kenta's surgery is that there was kind of a new wrinkle in the Tommy John. There was a interior brace, what they call an interior brace, that was actually inserted into the elbow along with the UCL repair that typically comes with the Tommy John surgery. And it's, from what we understand, it's a newer development in the field that, you know, like, has happened a couple times before, but I'm not sure it's been as widely proliferated or notable so far, and at least in terms of bigger name pitchers that we've seen get the surgery. And what we've been told, at least, and this is something that we're going to have to wait to see how it develops too, is that, you know, a typical Tommy John timeline is 12 to 16 months for recovery. And now they're saying 9 to 12 months is a possibility with that internal brace. 9 months would place him in June, 12 months would place him in September. And so what we were getting from both Rocco and Derek Falvey is that don't rule out a return in 2022. And in fact, Falvey told us that, you know, he's really hopeful that Maeda is going to pitch at some point in 2022. Now, we're not 100% sure of what that timeline will look like. And they said that it's really going to depend on how he responds in the first kind of month to 3 months of his recovery. So that's something we're going to have to watch this offseason. But at least it's not like this kind of gate shutting down on the 2022 season that it might have appeared at first glance. So that's at least cause for cautious optimism in the aftermath of this.
Byron Buxton is another one when the story is written about this 2021 season. The way Byron Buxton was going and ultimately went down with injury, came back, and then quickly went down with injury again, and now here we are back in the lineup. And Byron Buxton's really struggling since coming back. But nevertheless, this is a gigantic stretch for Byron Buxton and the Minnesota Twins, and then ultimately what happens between the two in the offseason.
Right. I mean, like you said, he hasn't looked like himself since coming off the injured list, I think, part of that. And we haven't really had a chance to talk to him about it. But I wonder about he was when he first came off the IL, he was wearing kind of a protective brace around his left hand. So that's the bottom hand in his swing. And that's something that really, you know, he's swinging through a lot of fastballs and that sort of thing. And he said that he was going to be wearing that on the in the batter's box, but just didn't really know how it was going to impact his swing. And I think as in yesterday's game against Tampa Bay and some of the later at-bats, we saw him come out without that brace. So I'm wondering if that's an adjustment that he's making because, you know, he's been all over fastballs this year. And on the moment that he starts not being able to catch up to fastballs, that's really one kind of the plate approach and, you know, just the natural swing and miss that's present in his game can start to factor in. But like you said, obviously a big stretch of the month for the Twins and Byron Buxton. And, you know, that's up in the air, obviously, along with the contract discussions and possibilities of an extension or a trade or whatever happens. You know, that's been swirling throughout this season. But I think a lot of that, too, kind of depends on the overall direction that the Twins decide to take next year, depending on what they see this September, especially in light of Maeda's surgery and everything like that. Like, is there going to be enough pitching here to kind of complement the offense? Is this going to be a true short-term rebuild? Are you going to have enough pitching to really make that come to fruition? And I think they're still really evaluating all of that over the final couple weeks of this season that we're all really keeping our eyes on.
Do-Young Park joins us, covers the Twins for MLB.com. A lot of great content at the Twins website and at MLB.com on the home nine. Speaking of pitching and pitching depth, Big Mike, Michael Pineda, some good, some injuries, some suspensions in his Twins tenure. Is the book closed on Michael Pineda? Will he be moving on, or could he be a part of the thing in 2022?
I'm not going to rule that out, honestly. It's something where Mike has been very open about how much he likes this organization, how much he likes being in Minnesota, how much he appreciates the opportunities he's been afforded here. I mean, the Twins have really doubled down on their kind of commitment to Pineda since he joined the organization, right? When they first signed him, they signed him to a multiple-year deal while he was still recovering from Tommy John, knowing that he wasn't going to be able to pitch the first half of that deal. And then when they re-signed him knowing that he was going to miss some time due to suspension. So when you're Michael Pineda, you look at that and you say, wow, this organization really cares about me, really has my interest at heart. And looking at it from the organizational standpoint, I mean, Michael Pineda has arguably been your best, your most consistent, I'm not going to say the best, but your most consistent starter since 2019. And he's great clubhouse presence, you know, a nice presence to all the younger guys in the clubhouse from everything that we've heard and everything like that. And, you know, he's not getting any younger and he's still around. He's still going to be pitching. I think back on the team on Monday, I believe, piggybacking on a Bailey Ober start. And, you know, it's one of those things where it's been a relationship that has worked out for both sides. And I really wouldn't be surprised to see them, you know, make an approach because I don't really think it's going to take all that much to keep him in Minnesota, frankly. So I think that's something, especially as the Twins are looking to revamp an entire starting rotation from where they were opening day this year. That's something that you'd probably give strong consideration to.
All right. Today's starter, really in a year that has been tough, Andrew Albers' return and that win, that was a feel-good story. I love that.
Yeah, I don't know that Andrew Albers is going to be – I don't know. Maybe he is part of the – maybe he is part of, like, the medium-term future. Maybe he is part of what's happening in 2022. Maybe not. We're not going to have too much of a sample size to figure that out, but what a great story that is.
Yeah, for sure.
The only guy in the organization to have three separate stints, pitching well at 35, you know, it's quite the story.
Yeah, and he goes again today against Chris Archer and at Tropicana Field. But just a really cool story of perseverance, and I love that. And I think anybody can relate to hanging in there, and he comes back and gets a win. It really pitched great last time out. If he can repeat that today, wow, the Twins will have really caught lightning in a bottle against a very good Rays team. We've only got about a minute left, but the Tampa Bay Rays. It's just amazing what they do year in and year out.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the guys coming out of their bullpen, you look at their ability to maximize starting pitching. You know, you had Michael Walker struggle for a bit. He looks like he's found it again. Chris Archer, the guy going tonight, is another guy that they've kind of refurbished into the starter that they want. I mean, the results really speak for themselves when they do it year after year after year, right?
Yeah, just amazing. Doug, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the update on all these players. Really enjoy your work at MLB.com.
Appreciate you, Steve, as always. Take care.
All right, there he is, Do Young Park, doing an outstanding job covering the Twins.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.